brought you here today. Listener, I've brought you here today to tell you guys that we've received some complaints from some of the listeners. Apparently, our last episode, we didn't cover any pop culture news that was relevant whatsoever.
That sounds about right.
So I think we need to actually sit down and be serious for a moment.
Give the people what they want.
They want serious pop culture news.
Yeah, that's why people come to Gator Sauce, is to hear reviews and news for the pop culture that they care about.
Reviews of news,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think we...
We are the premier pop culture podcast. We are the best
pop culture podcast. We're giving knowledge to tens of people.
Yeah.
We're number one.
Yeah.
In our hearts. Anyways, so we have a story that we're going to cover, and Gabe, we're gonna handle this, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, recently I watched the movie Alpha. It's pretty new release. It's about a boy who finds a wolf and domesticates it. I enjoyed the movie. I think it could have been a lot better. Neither of you have seen it, have you?
No, sir.
No.
Okay.
But please, give us some good description of the movie. Tell us... Give us like a star rating and say, should we go see it or should we not?
All right. Well, it has a very nice look to it. The CGI is... It could be a little bit better, but I mean, you can tell the budget wasn't that high.
It didn't look that high in the trailer.
From
what I saw.
Yeah.
But it actually turned out better than it should have.
Yeah.
I think it could have been a great movie, but it was an okay movie. Some of the pacing was off, in my opinion. I think the pacing could have been... I think if it was edited better, it could have been a way better film.
Do you think they did probably the best they could have with the resources they had?
Not really. I think the editing, if the editing was better, then it would have definitely knocked it out of the park. But, I would have to give it probably a 3.5. Yeah.
So, what would you say? The story was
out of
compelling?
Five.
Yeah. Would you say the story is compelling enough?
Yeah, it's an interesting story. I don't think it's been done
before. Do you think it was basically the writing and the pacing that kind of ruined it?
Mostly the editing.
The editing? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Oh my god! Shut the fuck up!
What's up?
This is so fucking boring.
This is what the people want. This is what they ask
You know what?
For.
Fuck the people.
Fuck the
I
people.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, how many of them are there?
Like tens, he said.
Tens. I could fuck 10 people.
Okay.
High five, right?
They're mostly guys, so I think you probably got that cover.
Yeah. No high five for that one.
You guys
but you were
sucked.
Saying, you said fuck the people.
Fuck the people. This is a podcast where we do things. We're crazy. We're wild.
We're like
some
Pop goes
pop,
the weasel.
Pop.
Pop. We're like the punk rock of podcasts. I'm not even wearing pants right now.
Oh, God, he's not. Goodness gracious. Yeah. Kurt, put on your pants.
Where did your pants go?
Goodness, you had them on a second ago.
Woo!
Is that a rash? My goodness.
Guys, welcome to Gator Sauce. My name's Gabe.
We do pop culture things. You already know this because you've listened to us. And, I don't know.
Maybe we don't know.
We don't know.
I hope
maybe
not.
You have. Maybe you haven't.
What the hell's going on here?
So,
who are you guys?
That's a good question.
My name's Gabe. This guy who's yelling really loud. His name is
Mark Donovan.
Kurt. His name is Kurt.
Mark Donovan.
Well, Kurt is his Christian name.
Yeah.
My Islamic name is Mark Donovan. My Buddhist name is Richard Dicklicker.
That's an... Why do these all sound English?
And his Taoist name? Brian.
Brandon.
No, just Brian. No last name. Just Brian.
Brandon Hewitt is my Jewish name.
I don't know if you're making references or if you're just...
It's nonsense.
Okay, because I'm like, I'm not in the loop. I have no idea what's happening.
There's no loop to be in.
Okay,
it's not even a loop. It's just a straight line that curves really aggressively at the end.
So it's a gay line.
Yeah.
There we go.
Ooh, that was clever, right?
Hey. So on the other side of the mic, we have Daniel over here.
Hello.
I hope you notice the mic, it sounds better.
Or does it?
I don't know.
Hopefully it does.
Hopefully I paid money for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we upgraded our audio equipment for this episode because, you know what?
It's a very special episode.
You people deserve it.
You people?
Yeah.
Yeah, the people who are listeners.
But a very specific group of people. We're not going to name which ones, but...
Which ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them deserve it, some of them don't.
Yeah. Yeah, you, Jeremy. You don't fucking deserve this. Fuck you, Jeremy.
Hey, Kurt, what do we do on this podcast other than talk about pop
culture? We drink beer like fucking degenerates. Yeah. Cheers it, bitches.
Ooh, what are we drinking today, Kurt?
Today we're drinking Leffe.
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 Is that how you pronounce it?
It is a blonde Belgian ale that has been... It's an Abbey ale, which meant, I think, is made in an abbey, as in, like, a place where monks live.
Or made by a person named Abbey.
No, it's spelled A-B-E-Y?
Wait a second. Why is Abbey Road... Like, monks don't live there.
I think they probably used to, actually. It's probably
an actual road, though.
Yeah.
Probably named Abbey Road. And
no, Abbey Road is a real road.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've been on Abbey Road.
Yeah, so probably there used to be an abbey there for a long time. And
are the Beatles monks?
No.
Walking down this lonely road. It's the only road that I've ever known. Like a hombo, I was born to roam.
Yeah.
Here I go again on my own.
We're not interrupting. You just keep going.
Whitesnake?
No.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, we review beers.
Leffe.
Leffe. Leffe. How do you spell this, Kurt?
L-E-F-F-E. Leffe.
Why do you pronounce it Leffe?
Because it's Belgian, German.
Belgian, German?
They're the same. Come on, you can't be racist towards Europeans.
I mean, sure. But other than
drinking... Daniel just nodded to say, yes, you can.
Yeah, I think so, there's some Sicilian immigrants in the early 1900s who would disagree with you.
So let's say this for once and all. Reverse racism's a real thing.
All right, good. Glad we got that out there. So, that wouldn't get out there.
So what do we think about the beer? First sip?
Oh, I fucking love it.
Really?
What do you think?
Daniel's not a beer person.
I'm not a beer person.
Do we have to say this every time?
Well, apparently. Because, you know, we might have first-time listeners, and they're like, hey, why is he so negative about it?
Why does this podcast suck?
It's true. Why am I listening to it? Who's worse, the person listening or the people doing it?
Why did this crazy long-haired blonde guy run up to me and play this on my phone and then run away? What is this shit?
He just runs up and says, hey, you guys like podcasts? You want to listen to this one? I'm on it. It's called Gator Sauce.
And just for the record, for those who are listening who don't know us personally, the description Gabe just gave of a person is a description of
Kurt. A person.
Well.
Named Kurt.
Named Kurt.
Yeah.
We're finally acknowledging you as a person.
Hey, did you guys hear it's the 25th anniversary of Schindler's List?
Oh, God. I don't want to know.
So how's the beer, Gabe?
I like it. I think it's a little darker than I expected, but
it's a blonde.
It's a blonde. I told you.
Just like Kurt here.
Yeah. I told him when he picked it up, I was like, it's going to be a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
Just, and it has more of a spice flavor to it.
Yeah.
A thick, spicy blonde.
Yep.
Hey.
Hey. That's talking about you.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you.
Aw.
It says this beer was made in 1240.
Yeah, they had a lot of time, unlike, you know, Budweiser, because they suck at making beer.
Budweiser.
Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Yeah, they suck at it. They've only been around for, like, maybe 100 years.
Yeah.
They haven't had practice like these.
I don't know why they stopped making beer in, like, the 1920s. Well, it was... Come on, get your stuff together, man.
I think we just came up with everything at that point.
Yeah.
There's no more new ideas. Nothing new under the sun, right?
Isn't that a book by Ernest Hemingway?
I hope so. So, we do news, too, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Right? Wait. Yeah. Is that what this is?
Yeah. That was
pop culture.
Who are you guys?
Oh, God, I'm scared. Oh, boy. So, yeah, we got news up in here.
Schindler's List.
Yeah, we got some Schindler's List 25th anniversary. What do you think of Schindler's List? What do you think of the Holocaust? Let's start with that.
Oh,
we'll work our way up to Schindler's List.
I don't feel comfortable.
With the Holocaust? Yeah, me neither. It's a very, very sad...
I mean, it's been more than, like, 2.5 years.
It's been more than 2.5 years since the Holocaust.
Yes.
Right. Guys.
So technically it's okay to joke about it right now, right?
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I know a lot of people are afraid to say this, but you know what I'm going to say? The Holocaust, I'm against what happened.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Genocide, no thank you. Not for me.
At least we can all agree it happened.
That's true. Well, most of us can.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia is still a little bit...
Well, Saudi Arabia? Why? What are you doing in the room with us? Hello there! I'm Saudi Arabia.
Oh, no, Saudi Arabia, who let you in?
Oh, no.
Why do you sound like you're Canadian?
I just walked into the door.
Oh, God, Saudi Arabia, get out of here.
Yeah. Jeez. No!
Who would have thought?
Be nice to women, Saudia.
Who ever thought Saudi Arabia would be a Canadian man?
Hey, I don't judge based on name.
Yeah,
I don't either.
But I guess other than Schindler's List...
Hey, but those Muslims, though, right?
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of them. They're nice people.
Yeah. I don't know why that came up. It was just this guy in Saudi Arabia.
Did you think
here.
We were going to be against?
This is a controversial podcast.
Hey, look, we already discussed how our feelings towards the Holocaust, and now we're talking about Muslims and how they're pretty cool.
Who's Schindler?
Yeah, go ahead and at me, people. I'm against the Holocaust, I thought it was a bad thing. You know what?
His Twitter is at Schindler.com.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Funny jokes, you remember?
That wasn't a funny joke. I'm being serious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ass wipe.
At Twitter, at Schindler.com.
Yeah.
Okay. So, other than the Schindler's List setup, we have...
Incredibles 2 became the first animated film to pass $600 million domestic. Also, it's the third Disney-produced superhero film to pass $600 million domestic this year.
That was just on my desktop. I wasn't going to read that. But yeah, that's true. What did you think of Incredibles 2?
I never saw it.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it.
I still haven't seen it. Okay.
You want to hear something crazy?
What?
I was talking to someone about Incredibles 2, and they said that... Bless you. That again. They said that they don't really like films with female leads. Someone straight up said that to me. And I just sat there like... What do you mean? Like, you don't relate? Like, no, I just don't like how they make women strong in those movies.
And, whoa!
Yeah.
What the fuck?
See, yeah. Okay, there's a way to say that isn't horrible because...
Well, I don't think there is a way to say that.
I mean, I agree with women being strong roles. Now, do I agree with women being allowed to vote? Different story.
Well, here's what I can say, and this is the reason why, in my opinion, a lot of the female superhero movies don't work out as well, is because instead of making it just a badass person who is a woman, they try to make it like a girl power movie. And that's one of the reasons that I actually really enjoyed Wonder Woman when it came out a couple years ago.
I don't like her. She's a terrorist.
Oh, God. Right.
Anyways, the reason I enjoyed Wonder Woman when it came out is because instead of making it like
a girl... No, Wonder Woman's a terrorist, not Gal Gadot.
Okay. Instead of making it like a girl power... I'm trying to do like a real thing and you won't focus. Instead of making it like a girl power movie, it was just female lead who is a badass. Like, instead of, you know, instead of trying to make it specifically like, she's a girl and she can do anything you can do. She's like, no, I'm just a person.
Yeah, like,
and I'm badass, like, you know.
Yeah, but we never really had, like, Catwoman.
Those movies, amazing.
Best
films.
Best. I especially loved Elektra in the Daredevil film.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Daredevil show.
Movie.
Movie?
Cartoon.
Oh, the cartoon. I thought you talked about
the Cartel?
The Daredevil TV Mafia. Show on Netflix.
Hey, guys, you know, I think the Cartel is actually a great thing for our economy.
Nope.
In other news, we have a Die Hard 6 coming out. And you
Are you dying hard to see it?
That should be the title. But you know what the title is?
What is the title?
The title is McClane. It's not Another Day to Die Hard. It's not...
That's
hey
not
guys,
fun.
You guys want to Die Hard right now? It's just called McClane. You know why it's called McClane?
Because John McClane is the main guy in it?
Well, yeah, that's true,
is it about his son instead of him?
Is it just like a day-in-a-life biopic of John McClane's like day-to-day life?
Well, actually, originally it was going to be called Die Hard Year One, and it was going to be a prequel to...
They're doing a prequel... Come on.
Yeah. Well, they were going to do it. I don't think this new one is a prequel anymore. I'm not really sure. It's very vague, and I don't care enough to look.
No.
Because, really, it peaked at, what, Die Hard 3, and then...
Yeah, well, and it's like, Die Hard was a fun movie. Like it's not...
Dude,
like
it's a great Christmas movie to go see.
I completely agree.
Yeah, just go with... Honestly... I go see Die Hard movies with my dad.
Yeah, it's
that's
great.
Like what we do.
It's great. They're great movies.
I go see Die Hard movies with your dad.
A couple years ago, me and my
Why are you watching movies with my dad?
Dude, don't question it.
Yep.
Daniel was saying?
Why are you stealing my dad's love?
Why are you stealing your dad's love from me?
Oh, shit. I feel belittled.
Yeah.
Daniel, you're saying something. Please go on.
They're just great movies. Well, yeah, I agree.
They're fun movies. So, like, I feel like a prequel for a movie that's kind of had kind of a little bit of a silly element to it and was supposed to be kind of lighthearted and kind of stuff, a prequel seems kind of odd.
I kind of relate it to, like, Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
How Lethal Weapon and definitely Die Hard 1, they're both very serious films, and slowly gets more catchphrase-oriented each movie. And then I've never seen 4 or 5
of Die Hard. I think the first Die Hard wasn't that serious.
It was more serious.
It was more serious than the others, but it's still kind of campy. You know, you had the limo driver who was comedic relief. Everything's a little bit... It's outrageous. It's not like a grounded, based in reality action.
I don't know. It was pretty traumatizing seeing him walk on glass, though.
That was a great scene.
Yeah, it was a great scene.
Jesus walked on water, John McClane walked on glass.
What?
I said Jesus walked on water, John McClane walked on glass.
He's like the next Jesus. Hey, you heard it here on Gator Sauce. The next Jesus is Bruce Willis as John McCain.
Oh, God. Let's not talk about that.
Who just met Jesus, maybe.
Oh, boy.
Maybe? No, he's a war criminal. Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus likes...
We say controversial things here, like Jesus. John McCain had a tiny dick.
Jesus likes soldiers who weren't captured.
It wasn't his fault that he had a tiny dick. It got cut off.
When he was in Vietnam? His wife asked him to get it shortened.
But this movie,
because he had a hog before.
he actually intimidated the Vietnamese soldiers with his own dick.
See, listen, they say never speak ill of the dead, but they never said that you can't speak exaggerated and untrue things that are awesome about the dead. So we'll go ahead and put it on record now. John McCain had a massive dick, and that helped him fight in Vietnam.
Exactly. Why do you think Michelle Obama liked him so much?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh. So, I'm going to pivot this a bit, but I guess the movie's actually going to be a prequel/sequel. So there's going to be parts that take place before John McClane was the John McClane, and then after.
He had a name that wasn't John McClane before that?
I hope so. Probably not.
Rupert McDolphin?
He earned the title by killing the previous John McClane.
Crawled into his skin and became John McClane.
It's like the Santa Claus, but like not at all official. He just did it.
It's like Santa Claus meets the body snatchers.
Oh, God. Mm. It's just rotting over his corpse.
I'm John McClane. Flies all around him.
But I guess they just wanted to keep Bruce Willis in it, so they scrapped just the prequel thing.
I love Bruce Willis. Have you ever seen that movie, The Kid?
You know Bruce Willis probably doesn't love you.
Holy smoke. 999 channels and there's nothing on.
I love that fucking movie.
That's back when he had hair.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis with hair is best Bruce Willis.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Have you seen him in the Gorillaz video?
I don't think you can count that.
Yeah, there's this film.
Yeah, but that's not real.
You're a film major. You should know this, you cuck.
A music video is not film. It's not a film. It's filmed.
No, it's...
You're saying things that are...
A music video is a short film set to music.
Sure, but Bruce Willis is acting in that. Probably didn't have to really go that far.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What were his lines? What was his line?
He just pulled a gun out.
Oh.
That was his line. It was very impressive. I almost thought it was real.
Well, I take that back then.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis
being Gator cool. Sauce.
Yeah. Gator Sauce.
That's the thing. I forgot I can use that at any point.
Yeah.
But, so, next bit of news that I have here is, you know the actor Alec Baldwin?
Yes. Do I know him personally?
Do you know him personally? That's what
I do not. I know, but I've heard of him.
That's a fucking... You're beating a dead horse on that one.
Hey.
Hey, Marc Maron!
You're the guy who says your mom a lot. You know that, right?
That's true.
I haven't said it this whole episode.
No, you did say cuck earlier.
But that's not a thing.
Yeah, but that's one of your words that you use a lot.
I do?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, shit.
Like, I've heard you say it... More than probably everyone else I know combined.
Wow.
And you're a liberal.
I am. No, I'm not a liberal.
You're a Marxist.
I'm a Marxist. I'm appropriating the curse words that they call us. Cucks.
Wow.
I'm appropriating.
It's only a perfect definition for you.
You're taking it from them.
I'm taking it back, just like faggot.
That too. And you're allowed to say that.
Fucking faggot. Yeah. There we go.
Oh, am I still allowed to say it, or do I need to re-up my contract?
Oh, no, you're good for, like, 2 years.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, when did this happen? 2 years ago?
No, it actually happened about three episodes ago. Yeah, 3 episodes
oh,
ago.
Oh, it happened right before we did the episode.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was very convenient.
Yeah, right? So, man, I'm good for 2 years? Fantastic.
Damn. I'm good for two more beers.
That's a rhyme. But Alec Baldwin, the actor, is apparently, he got hired to be in the Joker film, and guess who he's going to play? Don't read the title. Guess who he's going to play?
The Penguin.
Hmm.
Lex Luthor. Thanos.
Bloated Old Man 3.
I mean, I guess.
30 Rock guy.
Well, the rumor is that he's going to play Thomas Wayne, a.k.a.
Bruce Wayne. Boss Baby.
What? Oh, yeah, he is Boss Baby. But he's going to play Bruce Wayne's father, who usually is portrayed as a really good guy. But in this version, it's rumored that he's going to be a cheesy tan businessman who is more of a mold of the 1980s Donald Trump.
What? Why would you want...
Well, the film is set in the 80s, by the way. The Joker film origin movie.
So back when Trump was so funny and not scary.
Yeah, yeah. Not a fucking crazy douchebag. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny.
Guys, you remember 5 years ago when he was when he was funny?
When he was harmless.
When it's like, that guy's never going to be president, but this is entertaining.
He was hilarious. He was great.
He was fucking harmless. He was like, I like business. You're fired. You're fired.
He was like a cartoon character.
He really was. And then all of a sudden he became our fucking president. And we're like, oh, shit.
I'm going to gator sauce this for the show.
Okay.
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
But, yeah, well, it's funny because Alec Baldwin actually plays Trump on Saturday Night Live, so.
Oh, he does That's a true. Bad impression
yeah.
of him.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I wish I could remember his name, but there's one dude who does, like, a spot-on impression.
Is that, guy, is that the guy with the talk show, the Trump talk show?
No, he's a
You mean the black guy?
He's a stand-up comedian who right. does.
John Oliver. Well, oh, John Oliver.
No.
He's
no.
Hispanic, right?
I'll check it up later, and sorry, I don't remember his actual name.
But, yeah, he's going to play, there's a few other people who got cast in this film. Mark Maron, your favorite.
I love Mark Maron.
He's going to be in Joker.
He was great in Glow.
Yeah, Mark Maron, Robert De Niro, and Zazie Beetz, who played played Domino in Deadpool 2.
Which, so it's a really nice cast, so I don't want to see a Joker film.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
The entire fun of the Joker is you know nothing about him.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's such a mysterious, like... Well,
unless you read The Killing Joke.
Sure. But, like, usually... But even that, usually
it's very vague still. Yeah. Yeah.
Usually in most iterations of the Joker, you really know nothing about him, and that which makes him all the more terrifying.
Yeah.
Is that you have no idea.
But, I mean, I kind of want to see it just because the cast looks really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Except, I mean, Alec Baldwin's hit and miss.
And Martin Scorsese's producing it.
Who's yeah. Mark Maron playing?
I don't know. I don't think the announcement
he's playing himself.
It's just Mark Maron in the 80s.
So he's just like coked out. He's like, hey guys, I'm Jewish and I do comedy. I want to do a podcast someday. I'm Mark Maron.
They don't exist yet. What are you talking about, crazy person? He just coked out and just complaining about everything.
You know, I like coffee and cats and... Cocaine? I mean, comedy.
Well, the Joker in Killing Joke, he was a comedian, a failed comedian before he became the Joker.
Yeah, he was.
So, hey, maybe Mark Maron's going to play into that.
Oh, you don't think they'll do that, will you?
I mean,
what if Mark Maron is the Joker?
I feel like he's probably going to play like the manager of the club the Joker performs.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, because that sounds
that's
like a role
something he could do.
Yeah.
But if they make him the young Joker, I'm like, what the? Yeah. He's like 50.
No. Joaquin Phoenix is playing the Joker.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah. Walking Phoenix? Like
Walking Phoenix.
I'm pretty sure you've made that joke already on a previous episode.
I think
episode.
A lot of people have made that joke.
Yeah.
You gotta pronounce it Joaquin.
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 Why is it like Fleming an Arabic kind of Joaquin?
Joaquin.
Hummus.
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 Hanukkah.
Wow. So,
hey, we're just testing out our new mic.
Yeah?
Hey, Mike.
Gator sauce.
So, Mike, what do you think about this God. Podcast?
It's all right, you know.
Mike,
it's...
get out of here.
What? We're testing out Mike.
How many times do we have to like? How many people just
Who
show up here?
Who leaves the door open?
What? God damn it! I blame you. It's
you
your
part. You know what the weird part is? Front door's locked. They're coming from the balcony.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but I didn't.
Hey guys, do you have any cookies?
Mike, I really appreciate you coming out here. We're testing you out right now. We're not sure we're going to bring you on as part of our team, but we'll get back to you. So if you wouldn't mind...
My biggest weakness is that I'm always on time.
You were 30 minutes late, Mike. Would
you, I've been time in Mike, 30 minutes. And
Mike, we're done testing you out. We're going to need you to leave, all right? I wanted to ask nicely, but you wouldn't you wouldn't stop interrupting me.
Mike, the cookies are on the counter. You can take them on the
counter. Yeah. They're in a to-go box.
It was worth it.
Well, Gator Sauce, on the next bit of news, remember earlier when I said that Alec Baldwin was hired to be in the Joker movie?
Yes, I remember that.
Well, Alec Baldwin has dropped out of the Joker movie.
Is that really? You heard it here last, folks.
Fantastic.
By the way, when we say we're a new...
Let me state, for the record, that I have not been hired to play the role of Todd Phillips' Joker.
Todd Phillips' Joker.
As some Donald Trump mank. Mankey?
I don't know.
Isn't that a Pokemon?
Mankey is a Pokemon, yes.
That is not happening! Not happening!
So, he was hired. Well, Warner Brothers confirmed that he was hired 2 days before he dropped out.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So for those at home who wonder how we get our news, we literally just like open up Facebook and just kind of scroll down and see what we see.
Oh, Reddit.
Twitter.
Reddit, Twitter. We kind of rotate through depending on how we feel.
Yeah. Oh, hey, so I got some news.
Let's hear it.
So we talk about video games here sometimes.
As we do.
And, yeah, because, you know, we're fucking nerds, whatever.
You're a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
I'm a nerd too.
That's true.
Oh, hey, look.
So we agree.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kurt, and I'm a nerd. Hi, Kurt.
You didn't have to do your own intro.
That was Mike.
Mike, get out of
Mike,
here.
Mike, get out of here, man. No!
We gave you the cookies. Leave.
No! Hey, is that Cliffhanger?
No. Cliffhanger is not here.
No.
They're all the same voice.
Oh, God.
So,
Gabe, go lock the balcony door and keep Cliffhanger on the outside.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Right.
He just picked up a bottle cap.
Hey, Foley.
Just throw a Cliffhanger.
Ow! That's me! Do I look black? Oh, God. Cliffhanger's black for all those people who don't know.
We don't have to specify.
Well, I feel like we do.
If he said, do I look black, and never specified why he said that.
Yeah.
In that case, yes, he should have specified. Yeah. Why'd you hit me? Do I look black to you? Yeah, context maybe.
See, that could be problematic.
Yeah, context is important for that one.
Oh, boy.
Although you do have a black man on your shirt.
Yeah, it's Freddie Mercury.
No, that's Will Smith in Fresh Prince. For listeners of this audio medium,
Will Smith was an American rapper and
Will Smoth.
You've said that before.
I have.
Yeah,
because that's his name.
The definitive Deadshot from Suicide Squad. That's his biggest role.
And the
only good person in that movie.
I am Robot.
I am Robot.
Yeah.
You mean I Tanya?
He was in that movie?
No.
I wish he was. I'd watch that.
Have you seen I, Tonya? Great movie.
No, I have not seen it.
So, video game news. Mm-hmm. Cyberpunk 2077.
Blade Runner 2049.
You cuck.
What? That's How does that make me a cuck?
Kurt?
I know I'm at two. I get to use cuck. Fine.
We should set a limit to how many times you can say certain things.
Are you trying to be the government right now?
If that
you
looks...
can't hinder my freedom.
Gator sauce.
Okay.
Thank God.
I'm going to start using that way more often.
Yeah. I keep forgetting about it.
Cyberpunk 2077. I saw the footage for this game. It's wild, dude. Immediately, I'd like want to pre-order it now. It looks so cool. There's like this part in the trailer where you just hop in a fucking 1980s looking Lambo thing.
Yeah.
And you just start driving, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this van just comes up in front of you, and you have to have a fucking gunfight going at, like, 110 miles per hour, just in the middle of a city. And
like The Matrix.
Or Grand Theft Auto.
Or Deadpool.
Or most movies.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, it's a video game, though, and it looks like a movie.
Yeah.
It looks stellar.
So this is the first I've heard about this game. So give me some context. What's this game about?
You know Cyberpunk?
I don't.
You know Blade Runner?
Yes. Yeah, think you know, Blade Runner aesthetic.
So like a Blade Runner aesthetic, but like video game.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool.
And and it's an RPG.
Okay.
And it's made by the same people who did the Mad Max video game.
The Witcher, right?
And The Witcher.
Yeah.
No, not Mad Max, just The Witcher. Yeah, and if you ever played Witcher 3, Witcher 3, oh, it is Avalanche, right?
It's a CD Projekt Red.
Right, so Witcher 3, if you've ever played, is a wild game. So, wild amounts of customization, like, traits, attributes, you can, like, make your person have, like, half a face, it's a robot or something.
It's like Fallout, but cyberpunk.
Yeah, and incredibly modded weapons that you can just pick up. You get, like, cyberpunk powers, which are, like, you could insert chips into your head and, like, take inhalers of drugs and stuff like that, and it, like, changes your orientation as you're playing the game.
Your sexual orientation.
Bioshock.
Yeah. It has that element to it, dude. It really does.
I never finished the first Bioshock game, because I was playing it, like, at home alone in, like, a dark room, and it got so intense towards the end of the game, I was like, I need a break.
It is fucking...
I think I just never picked it up after that.
I never finished it either. I never started it.
Well, you have to kill Atlas.
I figured.
So, if you save all of the little sisters, which I assume you didn't, because you're a horrible person.
I think I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, so the thing is, you live at the end. You live to be an old person.
Spoiler alert for Bioshock.
Yeah, well, I mean, that game came out like 2008 or something.
Well, you know, people
probably earlier than that.
Yeah, but essentially what happened is you're an experiment that was created.
Spoiler alert for Bioshock. Spoiler alert for Bioshock.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm like the watermarked message in an audio recording.
Or you know what you are?
Every 15 seconds, I just say
at the bottom of a truck commercial when a truck's jumping over a ravine that says, do not try at home. No fucking shit, dude.
But you gotta play the end of it. I mean, you played the part where you beat Andrew.
I mean,
Ryan's
you just spoiled it for him. I don't think he gets to play it anymore.
Oh, no, dude, it's still an experience.
I beat the guy who's like the artist dude who...
Oh, Cohen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like right where I left off.
Oh, dude, you have so much.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I thought I was at the... Because I was at the part where I was like coming up like on him.
You, dude, you didn't get the chance to beat up fucking Andrew Ryan's face with a golf club.
This is making great content, by the way.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Gator sauce.
Gator sauce.
So. I'm calling that on myself.
God. Yeah.
So, Cyberpunk 2077.
Although...
I'm going to get it.
We can talk more about that later.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That might be the most interesting
thing. I just had the most fun part of the podcast right now.
Your mom's the most fun part of my podcast.
That might have been the most interesting thing that's ever happened on this podcast.
Probably.
We actually talked about something.
Seriously.
He actually was
no jokes for like a good 2 minutes. Mm-hmm.
That's usually what happens later on in the episodes.
Yeah, we actually had content.
Hey, so we're going to take a break for our sponsors.
Hey, Kurt, you ever heard of this new show on Cartoon Network called... Asshead?
Is it like ass face?
Oh, butt face.
Butt face.
Yeah. It's like it's by the same creators as butt face, but it's asshead. We're going to actually play a recording from the, or a video from the TV show.
I believe it's made by a bunch of Canadians, right?
Yeah. Everything is made by a bunch of Canadians.
All right. Press play.
Okay.
Hello, Ming.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, you ever go to the taco shop down in Vancouver?
Are you just saying that because I'm Mexican, man?
You're not Mexican, you're Canadian.
Oh, man, you're right. Hey, look, it's our friend Randy coming over here.
Hey, Randy, what's hanging, chingawe?
Hello, I'm Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, Randy, why you gotta be Mexican?
Hey, Randy, why you a Mexican?
Because I was born in Mexico.
Oh, you're right, man.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey, abortion.
Hey, cages. Yeah. Aborted people.
Why do you gotta lock us up in cages?
Hey, you think this show is as bad as South Park?
I hope so. All right. Now we're gonna get out of this preview and go back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Hey, so why did they have to, like...
Yeah.
Why did they say that at the end?
They actually, that's weird that, like...
Yeah. How do they know that?
That's like an advertiser that, like, they sent out that ad.
It's like they're doing the advertisement right now.
Yeah.
This podcast is Gator Sauce, by the way.
Wow. They actually... Ooh. Catered that to us.
Yeah.
This summer, Gator Sauce.
I don't know what that was.
That was the other trailer for the other show.
Oh, but that's next week.
Well, no. This other show. It's a biopic on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and his struggle through drugs.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually on Hallmark.
I gotta check it out.
This summer, coming to you, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and his drugs.
Guys, I don't have a fucking problem, you fucking bitch. Stay the fuck out of my fucking house. Oh, you know what? Oh, you wouldn't let me play. Shut the fuck up, you fucking bitch. You wouldn't let me play your fucking reindeer games. This is what I fucking became. No, you shut the fuck up. You stay the fuck up. You don't fucking talk to me like that, you fucking bitch. Shut up. Fuck all of you, fucking cunts. Listen. You made me this way. I tried to play games with you. I tried. I worked as hard as I could. But you, I looked different, so you kicked me out. You wouldn't let me play with you guys. And so fuck every one of you. I'm going to kill myself tonight.
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
Hey, Rudolph, I think you have a problem.
Oh, it's Santa Claus. This summer, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
Wow.
Jesus fucking Christ, what the hell is this?
I didn't know we had two sponsors.
Dude, why was that so intense?
Yeah.
Well,
why did you let Jesus that second Christ. Sponsor come through?
I don't know. It's, who approved listen, of that? It's Hallmark.
Hallmark's trying to get an edgier vibe.
Apparently.
They're tired of all these like romance like TV shows and these fluff pieces with the happy endings all the time.
Yeah.
So like they're doing something a little bit more gritty.
Yeah.
So they did the story of Rudolph, which by the way, that's the true story.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, that's why they wouldn't let him play.
Yeah, and that's why they wouldn't put it on the TV show, and they added that fake fag dentist character, you know.
So whoa, like, man.
What no, is that? He actually is. That's why I'm saying it.
Oh, is he really a gay guy?
Look at him.
Okay, that's fair.
But he's in love with that one, though.
He's an absolute fairy. Come on.
He really? But he's an elf. Okay, that's close enough.
Why do you think they were like,
it's all
like,
elves?
I want to be a dentist, fucking faggot.
All elves are gay now.
No, not all of them. Just him. That one little prick. And I'm not saying that because he's gay. I'm saying because he wanted to be a dentist.
Oh, okay. So all dentists are faggots.
No, just that
one. You heard it here on Gator Sauce.
No, just that one. Dentists are fine, but that fucking brick.
Okay, he has a problem with
that one guy. Kid, whatever his name was.
I think he has a problem with dentists.
And now back from our break.
That was a very long break, Kurt, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Should we actually air that? I feel that was really fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, like... I say we're controversial.
I mean, these sponsors were pretty aggressive.
Listen, it's a gritty, true story.
Yeah.
Rudolph the Red.
It's just, but the thing is, the movie is just. I've seen part of it.
And what about those Canadians? That's not what Canadians sound like.
Yeah, I've seen a good like 2/3 of
the
movie.
That is what Mexicans sound like.
Though. It's just Rudolph ranting for a good like hour and a half.
Yeah,
it really is. It's like Atlas Shrugged, the second half.
Right. I don't know.
Except for sadder.
Yeah, it's sadder. Well, no, he recovers in the end, I assume.
No.
Oh.
He said he was going to kill himself tonight. That was the end of the movie.
Oh, wow. And why was Santa just going ho-ho-ho in the background over and over?
Santa's a little fucking prick. Don't do shit about
it. Yeah, dude. He's a sneering capitalist.
He didn't even try to talk to him. He's just...
Wait, doesn't he give toys to all the boys and girls?
He's a sneering communist.
Yeah.
Wow. Full 180 right there.
Santa's very communist.
Dear God. Hey, do we have any other news?
You do.
You're right, I do. So,
You're right, I do.
Hey, here we go. So,
Zip, zap, boobity, yum.
Yeah, I think they got the point.
Okay.
You know Dave Bautista?
I do know Dave Bautista.
You know Dave Bautista Drax?
Yes.
You know Disney?
Yeah,
not personally.
Oh, yeah.
I made that joke earlier. It's not funny anymore.
Well, some would argue that it wasn't funny back. So, you know...
Whoa, is there some resentment here, Gabe?
Gabe, I will stab you.
Here, hold on. We need to be serious.
Gabe,
are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm
just a little sad about, some news that I read today.
What news?
What is it?
So, you know James Gunn, how he was fired and all that?
Yeah. Is he okay?
Yeah, oh, I think he's fine. I think he's doing okay. You know how, Guardians 3 was put on hold for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, apparently Dave Bautista said that he is okay with being fired by Disney... for trying to stand up for James Gunn. And that's actually kind of getting to me because he's the only Drax I've ever known.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious about what you feel about
this. Dude, it's almost as sad as your mom getting cancer.
Well, yeah. This is what I kind of spend my... this is how I try to distract myself from that. But thanks for bringing it up live.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
This is so boring. Gosh. Can we talk about something else?
Hey, this sounds like something we did earlier in the podcast.
Gosh, Gabe's just talking about his stupid fucking life.
And you got your mom's dumb fucking cancer.
James Gunn. Which is like second on your priority list.
For some reason, Dave Bautista is like worse than your mom's cancer.
I've been focusing on the fact that my mom has cancer to try to ease the pain of thinking about Dave Bautista possibly not doing this movie.
Oh boy.
Gator sauce.
Yeah, Gator sauce. Big time.
But what do you guys think of Dave Bautista doing this shit?
I really like him.
Loyal as fuck.
Is he?
I don't want him to not be in the movie. I want him to be in the next movie.
So I have a question for you guys. Dave Bautista leaves. They fire him because he's too much of a loyal friend to James Gunn. Who comes in to take the role of Drax?
Not a clue.
Some will say The Rock, but I think The Rock's too iconic.
I don't think you
can. Topher Grace.
Oh, God.
Shut up. I don't think you can just replace him that easily.
Yeah.
I'm tired of
seeing The Rock in things.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We all are.
I love him to death. He's a great...
But he's literally been in everything.
He's a wholesome person.
He's a great dude.
He's wonderful, but he just needs to stop.
He's lovable, but he's been in, like, 10 movies this year already.
Already.
But, like, I don't think... I think Marvel's too big to do the whole, like, just put a different actor in a...
They did with the Hulk.
Well, they did with...
That was when they were...
Don Cheadle replaced Terrence Howard as War Machine.
Iron Man.
Well, but nobody noticed it because he was black, according to Disney president.
Jesus. But both of those were both very early on in, like, the Marvel process. They're way bigger than that now, and they have way better continuity than they
Disney's did. Racist.
Anyways, but I think there's a better chance they would kill Drax off.
Really?
And just eliminate him as a character and then try to replace him.
Well, yeah, that's assuming that Dave Bautista even came back to do the death scene. I mean, Infinity War wiped everyone out. That's assuming, you know, maybe not everyone comes back, and Drax is one of the casualties.
Hey, speaking of people not coming back...
Because it's hologram.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Speaking of people not coming back,
I gotta go.
For all of you Shameless fans out there...
Oh, I thought this was going in a different direction.
Well, I was being...
I'm glad.
This is a serious episode.
Yeah.
Remember, we led with that, and we're going to keep it up with that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've been serious about all those...
This whole time.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything we said is...
The Holocaust was bad.
Yeah,
think that.
I won't apologize for saying that. And I know you guys are trying to get me to apologize for
saying
that.
That's pretty edgy.
But I won't.
No.
But I won't, because it was bad. It was
really I was shaken when you said it.
Not even scared.
I mean, it's cold, though. That's probably why. But, for Shameless fans, you wanna lead with this?
Fiona's leaving, guys.
Well, Emmy Rose on the end.
How are they going to... Do you know what they're going to do to her?
I don't know.
Is she just, like, not in the season at all?
Well, okay, so what happened was, for season 8, I think season 8 was delayed for a while because Emmy Rossum, who plays Fiona, was asking for more money than William H. Macy, who plays Frank.
Mm.
If you don't watch Shameless, no, this is going to make sense. But
Frank Gallagher. He's basically like me, but older.
Yeah, unfortunately. But, so she was asking for more money, and I don't know how that worked out, but now she's leaving, so...
I'm going to guess she didn't get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
Fucking bitch.
She's like, that is the exact offer that I wanted. Thank you for all the money. I'm leaving.
but to be fair...
This is a wonderful offer. I'm out of here.
To be fair, she does do a lot more work than William H. Macy on that show.
Yeah, she cries a lot, and she has that weird, gross crying face. I hate it.
Oh, God. I mean, I meant in terms of acting...
She just cries all the time. That's she does.
I think that's just sexist.
Like, that's not sexist.
She doesn't cry that
Debbie
much.
Debbie doesn't cry all that much. She's just a bitch.
Oh, God. So one of the women cries all the time. The other woman is a bitch. That's Kurt Bergman.
And then there's a third woman who's a crying bitch.
And Sheila's always cooking, you know?
So. Yeah.
A cook, a crier, and a bitch walk into a bar.
Oh, jeez.
No, wait. Well, the Russian lady.
Yeah. She's always having sex for money. So that's all the types of women for you.
I didn't say that. I thought she was a strong, empowered woman. There's only four types of women.
She's always conniving her way into people's lives.
A whore, a cook, a crier, and a cunt.
You heard it here on Gator Sauce, where we give you a review of the human race.
Oh, God.
Next week, we're going to review men, and it will be scathing.
Because there's a lot
men
more.
Men are great, aren't they?
They're so good. You know, I think men should have more rights.
Yeah. How come, why don't we have men's birth control?
Yeah, why don't we get tampons?
Oh, God.
Wow. Gator sauce.
We can do get tampons, by the way. You just roll up toilet paper and just shove it up your asshole.
Or just buy tampons. Yeah, shove it up your asshole.
Just trying to save you some money.
I think there was actually a South Park episode that did that.
I think there was, actually. Yeah. Oh, it was when they were eating Chipotle, and they kept getting diarrhea. Oh, so they were putting...
I mean, to be fair, I feel like there was a South Park episode about everything.
That's true.
Now.
Weren't they going to, like, stop making South Park episodes, like, 3 years ago? And they're like, fuck it, we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah. I had 21 seasons now.
Are they really?
Yeah. Speaking of which, guys, I've been watching a lot of South Park recently. Whoa. It's a good show.
I need to...
Kurt's review on South Park.
No, I mean,
good. Holocaust bad, South Park good.
That's our review.
That's
it.
Yep.
That's the episode, guys.
And that's our show,
we're
guys.
Done.
This is the end of the season.
Rudolph
is dead. We're leaving you on Holocaust bad, South Park good. Good night, everybody. Just kidding.
God.
No. We have more news.
I have one bit of news. After this, we're going to have to figure out something.
We're going to have to make shit up.
Oh, God. Well, you know...
It's like we've never done that before.
Well, is Spider-Man actually going to show up in the Venom movie?
Well, that's the question, Kurt. You just asked the golden question. So, someone asked if Spider-Man's going to be in the new Venom movie, and you know what the director said? I'm going to quote him exactly. He said, "I honestly don't know what I'm allowed to say. I mean, I know the answer. I've seen the movie. But I don't want to get in trouble for saying something I'm not supposed to. So, to answer your question, I'm not going to answer your question."
Well, that's a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah. So, I think I think the answer is no.
The only way that the answer would be yes is if there's just, like, a small reference. Like, a scene where he shows up.
You just see him fly across the sky, he farts, and then that's
it. Yeah. So, or even just, like, he runs into...
I'm Spider-Man! Woohoo!
He just, like, runs into Peter Parker and not even Spider-Man.
Yeah, and, like a cameo.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, the thing is, they would have to get Tom Holland, because I know that the producers for Venom were trying to get Venom to be in the MCU.
Right.
But...
Which it can now, right? Because didn't...
Kind of, but I think the people in charge of the MCU don't want him in there.
Really?
Because... He's a shitty fucking villain, let's be honest.
Well, not even that. It's because...
He's cooler than he is good.
He's not as cool as fucking Carnage.
Well, Carnage is just scarier.
Dude, Carnage is, like, the coolest fucking...
Wasn't there, like, rumors that, like, Woody Harrelson was gonna...
Be Carnage?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Wait, I'm the one who's bringing news?
Wow.
Look at you.
I did say
that'd be kind of interesting, but, like...
He seems a bit old. I'd imagine he'd be...
Yeah.
Or Carnage younger.
I mean, he was a serial killer, like, in prison for a while.
True.
So, it could...
But wasn't it, like, Scorpion or Rhino was supposed to be Carnage... In the comics,
wasn't like no, it's a completely different guy.
Okay, I mean, I'm thinking of a different character.
I forget his name, but
where it was like one of the other famous villains got infected with the symbiote and then created one of the symbiotes.
Oh no, that's like Riot. That's the.
Am I thinking of Riot?
Riot is in Venom. He's the
main
guy.
You have Riot, and he's not Rhino or the other guys, but I know there's like three other symbiote Venom type people. One of them you're probably right about.
Like one of them was like one of the main.
I know there's an anti. There's too many fucking symbiote people.
There's too many goblin people.
That's true. Spider-Man needs. Hey, speaking of Spider-Man, PS4.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, what about it?
Have you seen the video game footage for it?
I mean, like 2 years ago.
I mean, like the new footage. They just put out new footage
for it. They're always putting out new footage.
It's sexy.
It's going to be released in like a week, I think.
It's fucking sexy. Dude, I had a hard-on when I was watching it.
Well.
Me too.
Because mostly you're seeing Spider-Man's ass, but...
Well, I had a hard-on too, but it was actually unrelated. It had more to do with what I was doing before I watched the video.
Oh.
What were we doing before the video?
Don't worry about it.
I was watching porn
Here on Gator Sauce, we're honest. So, Daniel.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Tell us what you were doing.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, just let it be, man.
Why?
Just let it be.
Because secrets.
Secrets are what the government has.
Next episode on Gator Sauce, Daniel reveals why you had a hard-on while watching Spider-Man PS4.
And we also reveal...
Or does he? You gotta say it's a tease. You gotta keep it as a tease.
Oh, here's a teaser. Daniel's definitely gonna say what happened before he watched Spider-Man PS4. 100%. We guarantee that.
Guarantee?
Guarantee.
You know, I love the continuity of our episodes.
Yeah.
How we, like, promise them things and just never happen.
Because odds are, Nick, by the time of next episode, we're going to forget all about
that. Yeah, I'm going to be in Seattle by the next time we do the next
episode. That's true.
Yeah, so here's some news, guys.
You want to finish up the Spider-Man 4 talk before we move on to the next news?
I thought we were done.
Well, I'm really excited about Spider-Man 4. I was actually... debating getting a PS4.
A PS4?
A PS4.
A PS4.
It's like the PlayStation 4, but like Swedish. It's
a
PS4.
A PS4. What is good?
It's good.
Is good back?
No, good's not back. Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, is that Scurvy Joe?
Stop it.
God. I thought it was Jones.
It's Scurvy Joe Jackson.
Oh, I don't know.
Jackson.
Oh, by the way, he got back with his wife. If
really?
You know.
Good for him. Yeah, I remember.
He needs to be paying his child support. That's the big thing. Anyway,
that guy's messed up.
You're really in touch with him, by the way.
I know. You know, he's the only person that I really care about.
I know. Yeah.
What? Who are you guys?
M&M.
I'm always really bummed whenever games do exclusivity by console. That's always very frustrating because you're a PC.
Like Little Big Planet? I want to play that.
And like you're a PC gamer too, right?
Mm-hmm. You guys can't play Factorio?
I don't want to play Factorio.
Dude, it's fucking so addictive.
Well, I don't want to play it. I'm too busy playing Little Big Planet and Spider-Man PS4 and Uncharted.
Hey, you know what else is Uncharted?
Hey,
your mom's vagina.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I'm born, so I feel like that's
it's
not...
It's been charted. Trust me, plenty of people have charted it.
Wait, what?
High five, Daniel.
No, I refuse.
You made the bad one. He made the one that makes sense.
What, you? Me?
Hey.
What?
Hey.
Who?
Hey.
I said that plenty of people have charted your mom's vagina, as in your mother has had sex with lots of men.
Yeah, I understood
So
that
it's
one.
Been explored.
I understood that one.
Yeah, so it's
been on charted. Gator sauce... Oh, you know this bit. We explain jokes. Whatever.
Hey, guys, so the guest is going to be here soon, right?
We're having a guest?
I completely forgot about the guest.
Fuck. He's supposed to be here in, like, a couple minutes.
Did you unlock the door?
Yeah, the door's unlocked. Oh, the balcony is.
The balcony is locked.
I told him to use the balcony.
Yeah, so...
Why are you telling me? We have a door.
I know, but, like, so
the
much
The balcony's so much more fun, you know?
So, all of our guests Spider-Man?
It's also kind of a test to see if they can climb the balcony, they're worthy of being
they
on the
deserve,
podcast.
They deserve to be on this podcast.
That's so much better.
So, like,
why did you tell Cliffhanger to get out then?
Well, Cliffhanger... we were in a different location then, remember?
Jeez, alright. A lot of explanations.
Really, right before he gets here, I'm going to take a fat shit, alright?
A fat shit?
Why'd you do air quotes?
Because, like, don't worry about it.
Dude, we kind of schedule this time for a podcast.
I
right?
know, but, like, we have...
No, I'm just saying, like, you can take a shit whenever, but, like...
We can have breaks, dude,
I
but
know,
we're recording live.
That's why I'm trying to get out of here.
You know we don't edit this podcast at all.
Not a single...
Obviously.
Not a single bit. So, I'm trying to get out of here, get this monster out of my colon before the guest gets here. So, like, give me a second, yeah. Right?
If he gets here while you're in the shitter, we're not going to pause,
all
right?
That's fine. If that happens, I deserve it, all right?
Okay. All right, fine. Go take your goddamn poo-poo. All right.
All right.
I better hear a door opening and closing, and then a flushing before you come back.
So, Gabe.
Yeah. Oh, there he goes. And, oh, he's in the bathroom. There we go.
I was watching gay porn yesterday.
Oh, shit, really?
And there was actually a really good story.
What was it about?
It was about a lemon tree. Oh, shit.
Oh, just finish your story and then let
him in. No, we gotta let him in.
Oh, God, I want to hear the story about this gay porn lemon tree.
Oh, he's coming into the balcony. Oh, God, he's having a seizure onto the glass door.
All right. Hey. Okay, wow. So, yeah, we're gonna have a guest today. Kurt, what's the guest?
What's your name, sir?
Sven.
What?
Sven.
Sven? Yeah.
Sven.
Hey, Kurt, I'm gonna give you
like
the...
Sven?
I'm gonna give you
Sven.
I'm gonna give you the guest bio right here.
Sven.
You're gonna read what the guest is.
His name is Shvege.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Is that right?
That's.
Is it pronounced Shvege?
Yes.
Oh. Shvege. And
did
you
tell
are.
How to pronounce his own name?
What? I asked him.
He said it was Shven. He said Shvege.
It's pronounced Shve.
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 I think the gay
Shve.
Is silent. Hey, I think as it, the way it should.
Well,
be.
Well, no, his last name's Gay.
The gay is silent, as it should be.
It's pronounced Gay.
We don't know where he's from. It literally just says
Glasgow.
It says we don't know where. Oh, wow.
I'm from Glasgow.
Why didn't you tell them that?
You didn't ask me, you fucking Kent.
Oh wow, he said fucking and Kent.
Kant?
Yeah.
Like the philosopher Immanuel Kant?
Yeah, I think that's what he meant.
Yeah.
Feckin' morons.
Feckin',
that's a type of whiskey.
Well, Kurt's actually explaining all... He's kind of translating for the guests, by the way.
Right. I'm trans... I think he's,
He's trans, and you're translating, yeah.
He's trans, and he's from... I want to say...
Glasgow. What I've done with my pater is no business of yours, okay? So you don't have to introduce that every time, okay?
Well, it's important.
I came here to talk to you. Now, you ready to talk or not?
Oh, God.
So, Glasgow, that's South Africa, right?
You fucking morons. It's Scotland, you motherfucker.
He said fucker this time. I don't get this guest. I don't understand what he's doing.
Is Scotland where they make scotch tape?
It doesn't fucking matter.
All right. What was it again? What was the name again? Svenge?
Svenge.
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 It's spelled like S.
Svenge.
It's fine. It doesn't fucking matter. Just move the fuck
on. Just call him Sven, you dick.
Alright, Sven. Why are you ganging up on me?
You're gonna spend 5 fucking minutes talking about my goddamn name instead of just moving on with the fucking topic.
You ever hear Africa by Toto?
A great song.
Yeah, I know. That's where he's from. He's from Africa.
Okay.
You know what fucking Scotland is, you fucking idiot?
Yeah, it's above Libya, right?
Oh, God.
Technically, yes.
So, is there a short...
Just call him Mr. Gay.
Can I call you Mr. Gay?
No, you fucking moron.
Is there a nickname I can call you by that will kind of...
My fucking name, you fucking idiot.
Sven.
Yes.
Sven, okay,
you
Sven.
You fucking moron.
Okay. So, Sven, you're here to talk about something.
Why is he here?
Well, I gave you the card. You can just read it.
I can't.
Oh, shit. You're right.
It's in simplified Chinese.
Yeah. Hey, Sven, do you know Chinese?
No, I don't know fucking Chinese.
Why is your card in simplified Chinese?
I didn't fucking write it.
All right. I think... Okay, let me
you've talked to... You talked to someone.
I know a bit of Chinese. So okay. I can try to translate this. Sven...
Oh, that one says egg noodles.
Yeah,
there's a delightful restaurant down the street that does egg noodles. Yeah. It's actually very good.
What's he saying?
It says Sven is a chef. He primarily specializes in egg noodles. I think that's what it says.
I don't fucking cook egg noodles.
Are you a chef though?
I've cooked a few things in my day.
Well, then why does the card say you're a chef?
I didn't write the fucking card.
Are you a chef or have you just cooked a little bit?
I just cooked a little bit. It's not a career.
Hey, Daniel made his card. Maybe he just misunderstood. I don't know. Why did he write it in Chinese? That's what I
get. How does Daniel know Chinese?
Yeah, I don't know. But okay, so...
He's smarter than we thought.
I'm sorry. One of the guys on this podcast probably messed it up.
You're talking about Daniel?
Yeah.
He's
a
very nice man. He's really? Very smart. Handsome.
Why would you say that?
I just feel like it needs to be said.
Right. Okay, so you met him.
Yeah. Very, easily the best person on this podcast.
Oh, wow.
Really? By far. He wouldn't have spent 10 minutes talking about how to pronounce my name.
Oh, wow. I feel like he would.
Yeah.
I feel like he would have done that.
He would have given
you
some shit.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
So, what is your real profession? You're not a chef.
I am a sausage farmer.
No.
His name's Gay, he's trans, and he's a sausage farmer.
Listen, you fucking cunt. I know what you're talking about, and everything you're saying is true. My family comes from a long line of sausage farmers.
Long line?
Would you shut the fuck up for a second?
Does your family stand in a long line?
Wait, would you let me finish? I am a proud homosexual man like my father.
Hey,
let me fucking finish, you fucking cunt!
I am gay, too. Yeah! I got a high five for once. Jesus Christ.
He's a great man.
Oh, God.
What, my high five?
No, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ? Oh, yeah, he's
I don't really follow the rules, obviously.
He's white, right?
Brownish, I think.
Hey.
Not like him. Other side.
Oh, other type of brown.
Other
first
type of brown.
I'm not
so
qualified
black?
To be called brown.
Kind of.
So kind of black.
Like a light black.
Light black, okay.
From like a North Africa, Middle East. They're similar genomes.
Oh, I'm learning stuff. Yeah.
So you're a sausage farmer like your father and...
Yes, we come from a long line of homosexual men, if you'd let me finish.
Huh.
I am gay, my father's gay, my grandfather's gay, which makes it...
Is your mother gay? I heard a story that his mom's gay.
No,
Kurt,
nothing like that.
We should probably write that down.
The real question is, with generation after generation of homosexual men, is where do the kids keep coming from?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, it's a very big mystery.
I thought you just...
Wait. You don't know?
None of us do. And I have a son of my own, with my lover, Brian.
Where did you get this son?
We don't know, they just pop up someday.
And do you watch the birth?
No, they're just there.
Do they like potatoes?
Wait. Kind of. So you're saying someone places a child in your home.
I'm not saying anything. I don't know where they came from.
Gay offspring are like potatoes.
But how did
gay
you...
Gay offspring is like the band Offspring, but a little bit lighter and a little bit more fabulous.
Oh, you mean that shitty punk band?
Hey.
Do not take the name of Offspring in vain, you fucking crate.
You crate?
Hey.
I put crate?
Just let
crate?
Do
kraut.
It.
Kraut?
It's a racial slur for Germans.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, okay, so you, when was the first time you came into contact with your son?
He came into contact.
Jesus, nothing like that. I guess when he was about a day old.
Really?
Yes.
And he just showed up at your house?
He just showed up.
Huh.
You're really stuck on this, man.
Well, because I have a theory. And
it's probably wrong. I'm going to go and say that now.
Yeah, probably. And you're more than welcome to correct me on this.
I will.
I think
harshly that
someone's been placing babies, unwanted babies, unwanted homosexual babies, in the care of your family for generations.
Who fucking knows?
And I think it's more than honorable for you guys to take care of these children.
Who else is going to?
Yeah,
there are gay babies in Scotland. They're not too kind.
Hey, you know, Gabe, this is real interesting, but
thank you.
Aren't we supposed to be doing a podcast about pop culture?
Hey, you know what?
Do you want me to talk about the sausage factory that I work in?
I don't even know who the fuck you are.
He's Shay.
Wait, Shay?
You're Shay?
Whatever it is, it's not Sven. That was never.
Well,
Sven.
See, you know, I heard that when you're trans, you can change your name at like mid sentence.
You've heard that?
Yes.
From,
if you're polyamorous.
Yeah, you're a polyamorous trans person.
This is a lot for a straight guy to take in at once.
Shit. Wow. Does your family come from a long line too?
Of sausage farmers, yeah. Well, Sven, it was very interesting having you on. Is there anything else you want to leave the listeners?
Yeah, do you want to leave us with a plug?
Not really.
All right, I'll stop.
See, you're the one who did it that time. Well, I didn't know how much you wanted to learn about the sausage farm because I heard you're an educational podcast. Right.
Well, Daniel's coming out of the bathroom in a bit, so just give
us
the most.
He's fine. He's taking it. He's dropping a deuce.
How do you know that?
I can smell it from here.
All that.
Why are you blowing into your hands?
Oh, I was trying to clean my hands.
Hey, you guys see that? I think the fourth wall just fell down again.
Oh, dude, can I get
fixed? Dude, why is it only the fourth one? The third, first, and second wall.
Why did you number my walls, by the way? Like, who's to say?
It's written on them.
Oh, shit, you're right. So, Shmei, if you had to give us the most interesting fact, in your opinion, about the sausage farming industry. Sausage farming, by the way.
Well, what it comes down to is you work in the factory, because the sausage farm, sausage factory, both titles work.
So it's like a pig farm?
No, it's a sausage
farm. You mean an animal farm?
No, it's a sausage farm.
Huh.
I don't know.
Is it a political satire too? Yeah,
no, we got it. It's a sausage farm. It's a farm where sausage comes from. I don't know what's so complicated about
that. So you plant the sausages?
No, well, we farm it.
No, they work in a plant where they harvest the sausage.
Yes.
Hey, got it. I'm understanding Scottish.
Yes. I don't know what's so complicated about that.
Okay, so you farm the sausages. What would you say is the most interesting thing about?
Well, probably the massive orgies we have on the floor.
Oh, really?
Yes, because it's a very homosexual industry. Being a sausage farm.
I mean, yeah, sausages.
Actually,
no. Whatever you're gonna say is wrong. I'm gonna go and tell
you
right
now.
I just have
a question. So you're trans?
Kind of.
Kind of. Well, you're a trans man.
Sure.
He's a trans man!
I'm not a very... So, I'm more of a trans-am.
And this
like, you're a car?
I'm a big fan of him.
Oh, God. What? So, I have a question.
Not big into the titles, by the way.
Sure, but I just have a question relating to that.
It'll probably be dumb.
Did the child... That your child.
You're really stuck in the fucking child.
Well, I think
I didn't come here to talk about my fucking kids. I came here to talk about the fucking sausage farm, but you can't get over.
Well,
you spend 10 minutes on my name and another 20 on my fucking kid. No one cares about the fucking kid.
Well, I have a question relating to the giant orgies you guys have in the sausage.
There you
farm.
Go. Finally,
okay.
Asking a pertinent question.
So, did the giant orgy and the child take place either before or after you had your trans?
Oh, hey,
surgery?
Daniel.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey, Daniel.
Is this is this Shvei?
Yeah, this is Shvei. Why'd you write this card in Chinese?
I didn't write that card.
Who wrote the fucking with that card?
Wee-doo!
Kurt, you okay?
Next episode, we will reveal who wrote that card.
Oh, dear God.
Well, I was just going to ask, okay.
Yes.
So, you got the child. Then did you have
a transition? Are we just going to skip over the question that we should be asking Daniel? Why did he invite a sausage farmer?
Well, I'm less concerned with that.
Well, I thought we were trying to do... Remember we were trying to do more like serious news and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I thought we could do like a piece on the sausage farming industry, and I thought it'd be really interesting.
Daniel, what is sausage farming?
I'm not sure. That's why I want to have him on.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
I wanted to learn something. Told you he was a great guy.
Oh, God.
To answer your fucking question, because you still can't get fucking over the kid, is no, the orgies happen way before the child. I'm not going to bring...
Do you have orgies with your kid?
No, that's what I was about to say, you fucking weirdo. Oh. You don't have orgies when you have a kid. You don't bring a kid to an orgy.
Yeah,
that's just a fucking
not.
Bummer.
But they're going to have to learn someday.
Jesus when Christ. They're an adult.
Okay, so you...
Babies are fucking boner killers.
Is your father involved in these orgies with
you? You heard it here first on Gator Sauce. Babies... are boner killers.
As they should be. If you get a boner around the baby, you're a bad person.
Hey, we're saying more controversial things. If you get a boner around a baby, you are a bad person. Getting a boner around a baby is bad.
Not good.
Yes.
Okay.
To answer your question, does my father go to the orgies? No, he's fucking dead. You fucking can't.
Oh, wow. What about...
Well, on that note,
yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to our
podcast. So many more questions, but I'm going to have to hold them because that would take up another hour or so.
But, thank you for coming to the podcast. See the sliding door to your right.
All right, I'm off then.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're going to take them back. There's some cookies on the counter if you want.
Yeah, help yourself to the cookies, man.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah.
What? Who... Who does the fucking... You did the guest for this one.
Yeah, I did. Why? Yeah, I did. I thought it'd be interesting.
Normally Kurt does them. I'm going to be honest. This one was a little more... He had a little more going for him than let's say, Scurvy Joe.
Scurvy Joe is... His life is tragic.
Yeah, it is.
Okay?
Yeah.
Don't belittle him and his...
He's already been belittled enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially by his wife.
Okay. Anyways, what are you going to say?
No, I'm just saying, I think next time maybe I should take care of the guests.
I mean, you're welcome to do it if you want.
Yeah,
but...
I'm just saying, maybe give it a try.
Get a normal person. Yeah.
If the guest isn't that interesting, we can cut it off.
Yeah.
If he's not that entertaining.
I wanted to, do something, educational, so I thought we'd learn about sausage factors.
Which I still am not sure how that works.
Well, you kept on... I could hear it from the bathroom, by the way. You kept on asking about his name and his fucking kid.
Yeah, he was really stuck on
You're really stuck on that, and you wouldn't move on from it.
He said his name was Sven, then he changed it halfway through the interview.
Sven-gay.
And then he changed it.
Sven-gay.
He changed it three
that
times.
Hard. He never changed it. It was Sven-gay from the beginning.
Well, either way.
Hey, guys, this is a podcast.
Yeah.
We're called Gator Sauce.
Yes, it is.
And we do something
what is
in every episode.
What do we do, Kurt?
We review beer.
We do.
Yes.
Wow.
So we've been drinking the Belgian beer from 2040. Ah, no, 2040. 1240. My bad. Called Leffe.
Yeah, 2040. It's from the future. My God.
Oh, my God. It's from the future. Where'd you get future beer?
Publix.
Shut up, Jimmy.
Tastes like piss.
That's our intern, by the way. His name is Jimmy.
We have an intern?
Yeah.
You haven't seen him?
No.
He's hanging outside the balcony.
Yeah, you see him? He's in, full BDSM regalia.
Oh, my gosh. He looks...
He's a gimp.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's a gimp.
He's terrifying.
I obviously hired him.
Yeah, I assumed.
What are you saying about the gay community? That everyone's into BDSM for some reason?
No, just Kurt.
Oh.
No, yeah. I'm a leather daddy sometimes.
Jesus, I wish I'd never heard that.
So, guys, what do you think of our Leffe? I'm going to have Gabe go first.
Oh, well, I hate my Leffe.
Oh, my God.
Existentially sad.
Yeah, dude.
So,
Sven put him out of it, man.
Yeah. I like it. I think it's a
I'm
little...
Team Sven in this situation, just for the record.
I think it's a little thicker, like you said.
I'm Team Jacob.
God damn it.
I'm Team Iron Man.
Three different things.
So, I think it's a little thicker than I expected. I mean, it is a blonde, but it's a little hoppy. I say that about a lot of beers, but...
Because most beers are made with hops?
That's true. Holy shit, you're right. But no,
maybe you shouldn't drink beer.
They just keep on tasting like hops.
Yeah, I don't know. It's almost like they put them in there. But, yeah, I like it, though. It's a little expensive for my taste.
Yeah, it was pretty expensive.
Yeah, but I liked it. I enjoyed it. If one day someone throws this at me and hits me in the head with a bottle of beer, I won't get mad. I'll just pick it up and drink it.
So finger scale it.
Finger scale it. I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give it two in the pink, one in the stink. That's a finger gun with the double barrel. And then
no, that's not how you do two in the pink, one in the stink.
Oh, I do it this way.
Huh?
Yeah.
That seems like it hurts your wrist.
Yeah, you're gonna have
not to... really, not really. You'd be surprised. It actually feels better for your hand.
Huh? I'll.
Jimmy's nodding.
Jimmy, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my he God. He knows. And he's licking his lips. My God. Oh,
he actually
shut the blinds. I don't like this at all.
Yeah, he actually showed it to me. But,
personally?
Well, talk about that when we talk about... We'll talk about that when we talk about the Daniel Spider-Man thing.
Finish your scale.
And then the other one I'm going to do... Okay, so you know how... I think last time I did the Spider-Man symbol.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do the opposite. So my middle finger and ring finger are sticking out. Everything else is in. And that's what I'm going to give... What is it? Lefa?
Lefa.
Lefa. Yeah, that's what I'm going to give. Lefa.
That's a pretty good grade. Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay. I almost agree with yours.
Wow. Almost.
Daniel, what do you think?
Edward okay, James
You know, as we say every episode, I'm not a huge fan of beer.
I'm not a beer guy.
But, it's growing on me as I drink it.
You said that about the last beer, too?
That's true, and that's basically how I feel about most
beers.
Maybe
you're becoming a beer guy.
Maybe someday. It was a little bit harder to down at first, but once you kind of get it down your throat a little bit, it goes down easier.
Never mind.
What?
What's so funny about that?
Never mind.
Why are you laughing?
I did not suck
anything. All right, give us your finger scale.
Finger scale, and now I want
to... Finger that beer.
I'm going to finger the beer, and I'm going to do a precursor. Kurt, you are not allowed to say whatever finger scale I do is some sort of hateful...
Kurt,
you're not allowed to say it.
But what if it...
It won't be, because
no.
As we all know...
No.
All right.
This is in our imagination.
Wow. All right. Okay. Then give us your scale.
Okay. Yeah. So the finger scale that I'm going to give is two middle fingers up.
Wow.
Both pointed at Kurt.
Oh, that's... Okay.
You're not allowed to say anything.
He just said Steve Bannon's the best man in the world.
I already gave the precursor that anything Kurt says is not true, so...
Yeah. I'll tell you what it means, because I've been doing this for long enough. That's pretty much the equivalent of the Holocaust.
Like, and being against it.
No, actually denying it.
No.
You're
not allowed to do it either.
I'm just saying, hey, I'm just defining...
You know, the middle finger means Steve Bannon.
Well, yeah.
Like, just exclusively Steve Bannon.
I feel like Steve Bannon would be someone who denies the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
I didn't watch the news today. I don't know the story you're talking about. I don't either. I just know that he made some people mad, and so we're supposed to be mad at him.
So,
because I don't care about reading the news right now.
Steve Bannon, you heard it here on podcast.
He did something bad, and we're upset.
All right, my finger scale. So, it's a finger circle, and then another finger circle.
So you're putting your thumb and index finger together.
Right, and then I'm doing...
Like, okay.
I'm doing the okay sign, and then I'm putting my... Doing another okay sign, but I'm putting that okay sign inside of the first okay sign.
Yeah.
So, and I'm putting them like this, together.
What does that... Mm-hmm. Explain that to the...
So that means it's a magical beer.
Yeah. I could also tell you something else that it means.
You don't know the
yes,
scale.
I do. I've been here long enough.
You've been here for four
that
episodes.
Is the symbol saying that you are a member of the Westboro Baptist Church.
I don't think that's what that means.
It's exactly
what I mean, means. They say fags are gay.
It's close, but he is saying God hates fags.
Yes, that
he
is true.
Saying that.
That's mm-hmm. true.
But that's a good thing.
Well, no, it came
on Gator Sauce, we support Westboro and all of their adventures.
No, we don't. No, we do not. We do not do that.
Who wrote that?
No one did.
Kurt, you gotta update the script. This is very...
We've been fucking writing this.
Yeah.
Guys, I do have some news for y'all. This is kind of sad, but... whatever.
It might not be.
It might not be. So, I'm moving to Seattle.
It's been a long day.
Keep talking while he's doing it.
I'm going to Seattle, and I won't be in Florida for a while. A long time.
We've come a long way.
So, we're still going to probably do the podcast, but it's going to be a little bit different, and I don't know when the next episode is going to come out. Can you shut the fuck up? This is serious.
Who knew? All of them, something, something. I'm Wiz Khalifa smoking weed. What up, Fast and Furious? All right.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, but we'll put out more episodes, hopefully. Yeah. We're going to at least try one more, see if it works.
We're going to do our best to make do with what we got.
Hey, but if 10 doesn't work out, we'll put it out. And if it doesn't, we're going to end it. And what I want you to do, listener, is think of this as like punk rock.
A podcast?
Yeah.
It died before it ever got good.
Exactly. And that way, make it go viral. Spread it like garbage.
Spread it like a virus.
Like herpes.
Like herpes.
Spread it like herpes.
Gator sauce.
It's fuck like people to this podcast.
Gator sauce. It's like the herpes of STDs.
Hey, do you hope someone's having sex to this podcast?
What?
I hope someone's having sex to our
really?
Voices.
Really? You know you have the power to make that happen.
Do I?
You have the power to change the world. And with that.
Okay. You know what? I'll just say one last thing. I masturbate while I listen to the podcast. And right after I finish listening to the podcast, I watch a Spider-Man video.
Oh, and with that, cliffhanger.
Get out of here, cliffhanger.
Oh, one last thing.
Another last thing.
The tallies.
Oh, shit, we have... If you were listening for the last episode and you were keeping up with anything that we ever do...
We got tallies.
We have tallies today.
So we used 7 gator sauces this episode.
Wow.
We had only 2 gay stuff that I tallied, and I basically considered the interview one giant... Gay stuff.
Yeah,
thing.
That was on you though.
Yeah, that was no, it wasn't.
I mean,
that
was on you. You did book the guest.
Yeah, you booked the guest. That's why I said it's on you.
Yeah, because it definitely wasn't me saying it with an accent.
Why? I don't get it.
We had 6 burps.
Wow.
And we're just umbrelling it. Bad jokes.
Which include your mom.
Your mom jokes, basically
puns,
most
dad jokes.
Most thing Kurt says. And we only had 3 this episode. We're
not bad.
We're improving, guys.
We're becoming a serious podcast.
We're doing good.
And with that, good night, New York.
Good morning, Atlanta.
Wow, we love you all. Bye.